On page 199 is an example of a type of a caterpillar. This one's got five pieces. The one that we've got at Goshen and the one we've got at Kemp Snyder has just got three pieces. As you climb that, you notice how these staples are on the side? It's going to cause the pole to swing from one side to the other. Now, the way we've got the ones at Kemp Snyder and Goshen design is as you climb it, it swings out. It swings away from you. You have to force it to stay vertical. This is one of the easiest ones to facilitate. It's got about the fastest throughput. I've seen people, young adults, climb on that, and it's like they were just walking on a flat land. They just zipped right up. Keeping up with them with the belay was a challenge. Now, at Goshen and at Snyder, you see how the caterpillar is connected to a wire? At those courses, it's connected to a very, very large, I think it's about a 14-inch diameter telephone pole. Big telephone pole. Problem, though, is you've got to climb on top of it, and then you walk across it.